Rapid fire. Let's do it, Teddy.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Chattanooga Whiskey. Now available at your favorite Columbus retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly.
Damn it. Gets me every time.
Rapid fire number one.
The Blue Jackets, of course, traded their captain Nick Foligno to Toronto over the weekend, and hopefully he'll win the Stanley Cup there. Who do you think should be their next captain?
I mean,
look, man, you want to have a captain, I think, that you know is going to be around for a while. And the reality is, there's not a lot of guys like that on the roster right now. You don't have a lot of guys that are signed for the foreseeable future. I guess if I just had to name a person that's probably the most respected in that dressing room with the absence of Nick Foligno, it's Boone Jenner. So that's my pick.
Yeah. Well, if John Tortorella was going to be the head coach, I would say it's Cam Atkinson, just because if you want a guy who's going to be the coach by extension with Torts, it's Cam. But since that doesn't seem like that's going to be the case at the end of the year, yeah, I think Boone Jenner would be that guy. I do think if he was going to be around, you know, hopefully he is going to be around a long time, but we don't know this. I think Seth Jones could certainly be a captain eventually in his career. I think he's building towards that. But is he going to be there for this team? That's the bigger question. I don't know. Maybe that's another guy you would consider there. So in my ideal world, Seth Jones is your captain. I just don't think that's likely to happen until they know what his future is going to be here.
Rapid fire number two.
The Blue Jackets will most likely trade one of their goalies after the season. Which one would you keep, Corpy or Elvis?
First of all, why would you say that? Because I'm told all the time you need two number one goaltenders.
Now because they have plenty in the system now. They get another one. Right. Yeah.
And it's also common sense. Look, both of these guys have been very good. Both of these guys have had some injury problems. So I know this is not maybe the sexiest answer, but I'm going to trade the guy who gets me the best pick or person coming back in return. So I'm fine with both of these guys. If you're telling me Elvis has the higher market, then I'm trading Elvis and vice versa.
See, that's interesting because I think I'm going to take the guy that I think has the higher ceiling for you as a player, and I think is the better player of the two. And for me, that is Elvis. So I actually would keep Elvis and trade off Corpy. I know you don't, maybe you don't get as much back in return, but having the luxury of having the two goaltenders is only a luxury when you get to pick between the best of the two. So for me, that's Elvis, and that's who I'd go with.
Rapid fire number three.
NFL.com had a make or break it list for this upcoming season. It included Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Ezekiel Elliott, Odell Beckham Jr., Carson Wentz. Who would you put at the top of that list?
I'm confused by the question. Are you asking me who's the best player of the guys you
No. I said, well, these guys, it's a make or break, you know, type of season for these
so
players.
If they don't perform, yeah,
the team
done.
The team will move on from
this
them.
Is like a hot seat question, more or less. Like, whose seat is the hottest that they might be done with their team if they have a terrible year this year?
Well, I guess maybe Daniel Jones, if you had to put a gun to my head, because I mean, if he's not good and that team's bad again, we've seen what happens. They'll just throw him away, not pick up his fifth-year option, and draft another quarterback.
Yeah, I think Daniel Jones is a very solid choice there. He's got an $8 million cap hit after this season. So, I mean, nothing really prevents you from moving on from him this offseason if you want to, because it's only $15 million in dead money there. But still, that's a little bit more to swallow. $8 million next year, done. They will be done with him, and they will draft a new quarterback if he doesn't do it. But on the OBJ thing, I think that's interesting. I have, as you know, Mike, defended him. I do not think he is as big of a locker room distraction or whatever other people want to do. And I don't buy into the idea that he gets injured and the team plays better. I think that can be two things
I sense a butt coming, though.
Well, if he doesn't perform this year, they did see the team perform without him. It's not as if they look at it and go, he's vital necessarily to us being a good playoff team. He might be the difference between you being a good playoff team and a great one, if he can put in a tremendous performance in a playoff game and help you win a game, but they need him to be on the field to do that. So if he has that type of season this year, then I don't see any worries. But if he's ouchy again or anything else pops up, yeah, I don't think they will have any hesitation. He's been around long enough, so I think it's now time to deliver.
Rapid fire number four.
Who do you think should be the first pass catcher off the board in this year's NFL draft?
Ja'Marr Chase. I think Ja'Marr Chase is the guy. If he is there at five, I think the Bengals should take him. So that's my pick.
Yeah, I think the connection there with Joe Burrow with the LSU thing is hard to deny. But for me, the guy that I think I've just enjoyed watching him so much, I love Jaylen Waddle. I think that guy is tremendous. So, yeah, that'd probably be where I would go.
Rapid fire number five.
Eddie George is following in the footsteps of Deion Sanders and becoming a college coach at a small college. Who do you think could become the next former college superstar to do this?
Well, first of all, I hope they don't steal Eddie George's stuff from his office after the first game, like they did with Sleon Deion.
Deion Sanders had that issue, yeah.
There's one obvious answer here, and it's Mr. Tim Tebow. That's who it is.
Oh, really?
Tim Tebow, yes!
I have offended Tebow.
Tebow going to get a bunch of guys motivated nowadays?
Oh, are you kidding?
That's I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm asking you. I don't know.
You're out of your mind. He walks in there. He lays hands on people. National championship.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you can go out there and jump past your way into it and, you know, lower your head and go play through pain, but as a coach, you got to do a lot more than that. You can't just yell at guys and get them excited and punch them in the shoulder pads. You got to find ways to motivate. I'll tell you this, though. He was a superstar in the NFL, too. I mean, like, Peyton Manning could still be that guy, couldn't he? I mean, he was a superstar college player many, many years ago. Couldn't he still go work his way into that if he ever chose to go down that pathway? I think he's one
He's really never shown any interest in coaching, though. And I think if he did, he wouldn't have to start at a small school nobody's ever heard of before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we're just talking about that he would have to go, I'm not saying the level of school he would go to. I think he'd go to a much bigger school than that. But, yeah, I mean, maybe he decides at some point that coaching is for him. And then, you know, Tennessee job will likely always be around every couple years the way it's going right now. But I'll give you another guy who I think could easily go run a program, and maybe this will be the guy who gets the call when Coach K steps down. This is going to basketball. Shane Battier, coaching Duke, would make a hell of a lot of sense. He is, I think, working in the Heat front office now. He's always regarded as one of the smartest guys. And in college, he was a legit superstar, right? Shane Battier? So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I could see him going and taking over Duke. I'm not saying that he has any interest in that. I have no idea. Maybe he's happy being in the NBA in the front office role, but always regarded as being pretty smart. You know, I don't know how he would do as a recruiter, but again, it's Duke. So do you need to recruit Duke is the other question.